Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
M on a whim.
Well, another downtown business bites the dust. KSDK is leaving downtown St. Louis after having been somewhere in downtown because they've moved a couple of times, but they've been in the downtown area for 78 years.
Yeah.
They plan to stay in the city limits, and they've not yet said where exactly that'll be, the new location. They said they're still finalizing a lease, but they plan to sell the building. They own that. And if you've driven here in downtown, you know where KSDK is. This is a big deal. To me, this is just another example of a business fed up with lack of safety and parking issues, because I know that a lot of the employees for KSDK have to park at the parking garage that's across the street from the actual building and walk. Well, we know that you work all hours of the day for a TV station, so you would probably have people who are having to walk that at, you know, 2 a.m. And that's just not safe.
Yeah, the thing about it is that Channel 5 had a particularly difficult parking situation down there. They constantly had to park their trucks out back on the street, and the employees were always fighting for the few parking spaces that were on the street right there next to Channel 5, because if you couldn't find one of those and keep going out and plugging the meter, you had to walk a block and a half to the Stadium West parking garage, probably. Here's the sad part. What took them so long? How many times over the years? I'd love to know the number of times they had employees either with their cars broken into or physically robbed, mm-hmm. walking back and forth to work. So the fact that they hung around as long as they did is pretty amazing. Because when I worked at Channel 4 for years, Channel 4 was down there at 1 Memorial Drive, right in front of the Arch. There was parking under the building. But you only got to park under the building if you had a title, right? Or you were one of the main news anchors. When I worked mornings as the news anchor, they let me park under the building. But I had to share the spot with the evening anchor. Like, there weren't very many spots down there. Everybody else had to park, walk across the street to the Stadium East parking garage. Or, to save money, many of us would park down at the Midas lot down on Broadway, where there were multiple car break-ins all the time. I can't count. Some people just started leaving their windows down, because if you parked down there, there was a better than even chance you'd get your car broken into parked in downtown.
Well, and there were car break-ins at Stadium East, too, when I was there, because I had to park there for a while.
Sure.
And then I argued, yes, I'm just a reporter, I'm not an anchor, but I said I work sometimes until 11 o'clock, midnight, because I worked the night shift for the 10 p.m. news. I said, I don't feel safe walking back to my car in Stadium East at 11:30 at night by myself. I just am not comfortable with that. So if I'm going to be the only female reporter working this time slot who doesn't have a spot in the underground one,
right.
I'd like that to change.
Right, right.
And it did eventually.
Well, I mean, Channel 2 moved out a while back, right? They moved out to Westport, basically.
Which is where
Maryland
Channel
Heights.
4 went.
Channel 4... New ownership came in and bought them a brand new building and completely rehabbed it out there right next to Worldwide Technology in Maryland Heights. I don't know what's taking Channel 5 so long, and I don't know why they're staying in the city at all. Now, obviously,
either.
What they stressed in this article is that they're going to find a location with secure parking on the site where their employees can be safe when they park their cars. They made that a point in the press release.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, and then you can bet the city probably, they went to the city. The city probably tried to give them some sort of tax break or something to stay where they were, but ultimately they made the decision to move. Now, here's my challenge to my own ownership here at Odyssey St. Louis. When are you going to move us? We've had repeated problems with break-ins in the parking garage of the building we're in. And nobody wants to have to park on the street down here at all. We've had people shot two blocks away, execution style. We haven't. No employees of the radio station, but you know where that happened, right over here by the on the other side of the U.S. Bank building. Mm-hmm. At some point, it doesn't make sense from a liability perspective for a company to continue to subject its employees to that. And I don't know when, you know, any company that doesn't have secure parking has to worry about that all the time. So what my question would be, number one, I wonder what took them so long. Maybe because they own their building and lot. Sorry, Johnny Londoff Jr. They own their building, which means they're not moving out because the rent's too high. They own the building. I guess they're going to take their $5 or $6 million that the building's worth, and they're going to move somewhere else in the city.
I'm just trying to figure out where you would go in the city where everyone's going to feel safe. You'll have ample parking, ample security, all of the things that they're looking for. They still will have that 1% earnings tax. I would think you'd want to get rid of that. I understand the concern of, well, there are people who maybe work on the Illinois side and you don't want to elongate their commute. And I can get why that would ruffle some feathers, but surely there has to be a solution. Why would you not just go barely into the county?
Don't call me Shirley.
Nice,
I'm just kidding. I don't know the answer to that. Listen, I've been following this debate online this morning, and Jane Duker is into it with some guy who's one of these people who is first and foremost, he's a city guy, and he won't take any criticism of the city at all, ever. You're like, you're not allowed. If there's a murder in the broad daylight at Keener Plaza, he's somehow defending it. And, you know, I've watched Jane argue with him over this over and over and over again. But at the end of the day, you can't get around the fact that this is a challenge, and it's about security. Dennis Boganovich is the guy's name who wants you to believe the city's thriving and there's no crime problem here. He'll always say, I've lived here for X amount of years and I don't see this problem, and I walk downtown any time of day and night. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. This is a problem. I saw where Chris Negus, who used to work over Channel 4, also quoted it as saying that the story cites the need for safe and secure parking. But there's no way to dress this up. It's a blow for downtown. That KSDK is having to move because of these challenges.
Mayor Tashara Jones should have to answer to some of these businesses who she's tried to incentivize with ridiculous incentives to come start downtown. Maybe the, you know, restaurants, something like that, who rely on these other businesses being here for employees to go there over the lunch hour, and like fly, they're dropping like flies one after the next. I mean, what was the wasn't it the big marketing firm that just moved its headquarters from, was it Fleishman Hillard?
Yep.
Was that it? They just announced earlier, a few months ago, they were leaving downtown St. Louis. We mentioned Channel 4, now KSDK. I'm sure I'm missing some. Then surely KSDK is not the last one. This is going to continue happening until something is done to actually address the crime issue. People don't feel safe. To your point, Mark, I've been chased by homeless people when I've been driving into work. That's not any, I didn't like that feeling. I shouldn't have to deal with that.
Right. They're unhoused, Kim.
I'm sorry. I've been chased by unhoused people.
Policing. It just gets down to common sense. And the city of St. Louis politicians have abandoned common sense. They've buried it in an unmarked grave somewhere, and you'll never find it again. I don't care if it's Kara Spencer or Tashara Jones or most of the other 15, 14 members, however many there are in the Board of Aldermen now that they've reduced it. If you don't understand at a cellular level that you can't exist in a major metropolitan area without enough policing, then you should resign your job tomorrow. You are doing a disservice to the people that you represent if you've ever voted to defund the police or not fund them enough or give them the money they need. You know, I had a friend relate this to me yesterday, and it's a sad truth in the city. And I'm gonna look this up because I don't want to get it wrong. What was pointed out to me that the biggest part of the problem here is that this is not complicated. A county police sergeant now makes what the city assistant chief makes. Does that make sense? A sergeant in the county makes as much as the assistant police chief in the city, plus they get a car. So in effect, they make about $30,000 more a year than their counterparts in the city. And the point here was, if you pay the police like your life and livelihood depend on it, it makes a difference. Then you raise the standards for the city. And then you have, you know, people, more people might want to take that job. Instead, they go out on the streets every day. They risk their lives and they get very little respect for it. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is reflected in a lot of ways where they have trouble filling classes at the academy. And then after a couple of years of experience of that, a day after day being asked to work overtime constantly, having to work seconds all the time to make ends meet, why would you not be attracted to a job in the county or some other county?
Well, one of the biggest things they did that I thought was a step in the right direction, and this was several years ago. Remember, they moved that they removed the requirement in the city where you had to live in the city to work for St. Louis police. Do you remember that?
Police, that was the city right workers, firefighters.
That was the right move, in my opinion.
And a lot of them moved.
Yeah, because they, even though they are the ones who are patrolling these streets, they probably realize this is not a safe area to live.
Well, it's just, here's the thing. If I don't, you know, if you make $60,000 a year, for example, and you're forced to live in the city, you have no choice but to send your kids probably to a city school.
And pay the earnings tax.
Right. But you don't have the option or the income to afford a private school education in many cases. Parochial, Catholic education, private Christian school, whatever you want to look at. If you're only making $60,000 a year and having to work double shifts all the time to make ends meet, you can't afford to do that. So when they lifted that, of course, everybody left the county that could have, or left the city that could afford to. The city's created its own morass down here, its own mess, and they don't want to face what they need to do to fix it. And mm-hmm. Channel 5 announcing that they're leaving, I'm sure that wasn't an easy decision for them. I'm a little surprised they've agreed to stay in the city. The city must have thrown some sort of major tax break to them to get them to consider relocating to an area that they consider safer, that has secure parking for their employees.
I'm just very curious to see where they're going to go. It says by the end of this year, this will be done. They'll have moved.
Well, they won't have moved. I think by the end of the year, I don't know how they could buy a building and retrofit it before the end of the year.
It says the move from 1000 Market Street to a new location is expected by the end of 2025.
Wow.
That's what it is saying in the KSDK article.
Because what she said in there was we're going to have a state-of-the-art facility wherever we move to. They're going to have to retrofit something. If they can get that done in a year, God bless them.
Well, that's how eager they are, I guess, to get out of downtown.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, no surprise to me here. And with any luck, my radio group here will do the exact same thing. Move us out to Westport. You save money on the earnings tax and safer environment. No doubt about that. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to a Beavis Shock next hour. He's a local attorney who's been looking at this struggle between the county of St. Louis and the state over who gets to appoint the prosecutor. So far, it's 2-0 for the state, but it might go to the Supreme Court. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.